It's the first Saturday in April!
And what will you be doing this morning?
The same thing you do every Saturday! Listen to 15 diabetic-friendly minutes on VOB from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
So what is happening in today's show?
Hear Nurse Tracy on how some people react when they are first diagnosed with diabetes.
Quite scary at times, I guess, for some people.
I want to hear Nurse Tracy. Can't hear she for a long time.
It's called diabetes distress.
Hear Dr. Diane Braffitt on diabetes distress.
What's that?
You will know when you listen to today's show. You're deaf?
Alfonso, when are you going up to the Maria Horta Diabetes Center and getting your ice cream?
Hear the answer to that question and more. All sponsored by the Maria Horta Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Ice Creaming Program, and the bank that can help you achieve your dreams.
I want my dreams achieving.
Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
A happy April Saturday to everyone listening to VOB this morning. This is Peter Boyce here. And even though April got April Fool's Day in it, don't let anybody fool you. If you are a diabetic or pre-diabetic, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, which is located up there in Warren, St. Michael, is open Monday to Friday to serve all of your diabetic needs. Whether those needs consist of a vascular screening, like if your feet swell up and you feel you might have bad circulation, you can call and book a vascular screening. Or, my feet got all corns and calluses and my toenails want cutting. Well, then you can call and book an appointment with podiatrist Louise Robinson. So why should people come to see you, Louise?
They should be coming to me for foot checks. I can listen to their heartbeat and the heart rate through the feet. Any corns or calluses, I can, like I said, I can remove those. And just talk about general good footwear and how to be healthy.
And everybody should want to be healthy and take care of themselves. So call 417-0305. So don't put off making a call, you know. Because you know you. Remember you said you was going to make the call in January. Then you hit my hall. Then February come wrong. They say, I can make it in March. And now it's April and you ain't make it yet. So make sure and make that call next week self. Not to mention, when was the last time you get your ice cream for diabetic retinopathy? You ain't do it for the year? Well, listen to this skit.
Alfonso, when are you going up to the Maria Horta Diabetes Center and getting your ice cream? And by screen, I mean digitally scanned.
Woman, why does you not start humbugging me this bright Saturday morning, huh?
I keep telling you about making an appointment, but you keep putting it off. Don't wait until there is a problem.
Anybody that needs to get an eye check like is you. Did you not see me go to the eye doctor last month and get my eye checker? You forget.
But Alfonso, you know you diabetic. What the Maria Holder Diabetes Center in Warren does do is a different type of screening, specifically designed for diabetics' eyes. You should be doing it every year so that if anything goes wrong, you can get early treatment for the best results.
So what's the difference about this eye screening, bro?
They have special cameras that take pictures of all the areas of the eye, including the back of the eye.
Woman, you're talking ignorance now. Why would anybody want to take a picture of the back of somebody's eye? Would that sound so backwards?
To make sure there's no sign of diabetic retinopathy.
Diabetic what? Retiny? That's English.
Diabetic retinopathy. That is a condition that, if left untreated in a diabetic eye, could lead to blindness.
Yeah, lady, you got me here good. You got me here good this bright side of the morning. I'm very glad you spoke to me about this. Well, why didn't I know about this here at all?
And Alfonso, you know if you go blind, you won't be able to see me no more.
And you know I can't let that happen, because I like to keep my eye on you. What is that number again? Let me call and make that appointment now, Boozy.
The number is 243-EYES or 243-3937.
Wait, not so fast. Let me write it down. 243-3937. 243-3937. I got it now. I'm very glad you have my eyes to this here, this bright side of the morning. It's a good time to marry you. I know you're smart. That's why I'm paying attention to my family, you know. I know you're a good woman. I can call and make this appointment, catch the bus, get off there by the Eunice Gibbs and Polyclinic and Warren's, and get to the Maria Hola Diabetes Center and get my ice cream. I can't let that happen to my ice. I got things to do. 243-3937.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Wait, I hear listening. I hear Nurse Tracy yet.
Nurse Tracy Bushell is coming up next. And the question for Nurse Tracy this morning is, what is the usual reaction from a person when they have first been diagnosed with diabetes? This is Nurse Tracy.
It's very different between individuals. You know, some people are very aware of diabetes. They might have other family members or friends, but it's often a condition that when you're first diagnosed, you can become very overwhelmed quite quickly because, you know, the night before you haven't got diabetes and then, you know, the next morning you see your doctor or nurse, you've got this diagnosis of diabetes. You know, you have to start thinking about everything that you're eating and your activity. You're given or might be given, not always, but most of the time you might be given, you know, medication that you're not aware of. You might be somebody that doesn't like taking medication and heard all sorts of rumors and discussions from other people what it might do to you. So, you know, some people can take it very much in their stride, but a lot of it, the time it's actually, you know, sort of quite overwhelming and can be quite scary at times, I guess, for some people.
Thank you, Nurse Tracy from the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. You can make an appointment and see her there. And you just heard where Tracy mentioned how diabetes can be scary at times. So now we are going to go to Dr. Diane Brathwaite to talk about something called diabetes distress.
Hello once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. D.
Firstly, I wanted to just briefly discuss a term some people may or may not be familiar with. It's called diabetes distress. So diabetes distress is actually a recognized phenomena or disorder, which involves the person experiencing distress when they're living with diabetes. And there are many challenges that can be related to living with diabetes. Just by virtue of the fact of having diabetes for some people is extremely stressful. There is a daily requirements for self-management from the point of view of nutrition, physical activity, sleep, taking medication. Some people actually worry excessively about the complications of diabetes. And then, of course, the social impact of diabetes. People knowing that you have diabetes, maybe not wanting people to know you have diabetes. Some people actually hide the diagnosis of diabetes, which is pretty hard. It's almost like hiding a part of who you are or what, you know, what you are really. And then, of course, the financial implications of diabetes. Fortunately for us in Barbados, we can get access to many of the screening tests and many of the medications or equivalent medications at minimum cost, subsidized through the drug service. But there are many, many considerations when you're living with diabetes, especially if you have a complication related to it. So diabetes distress has actually been recognized as an independent mental health condition by the bodies that kind of classify mental health conditions. It may have varying severities. It can range from anything being mild to moderate to quite severe. So if you're feeling overwhelmed while living with diabetes, please discuss it with your care provider. It's very important. What the literature has shown is that persons who are experiencing significant amounts of diabetes distress may have a much harder time getting their A1C and their blood glucose control to target, may also have challenges with compliance. In its most severe forms, it can progress onto depression and anxiety. So don't miss the opportunity to discuss what your challenges are and where they lie as well. Another term that we need to be aware of is something called diabetes burnout. And this is when the person almost is so tired of everything that they become disengaged with managing the diabetes. In cases of diabetes burnout, there may be challenges of compliance with medication. The person may lack motivation to do the things they need to do to take care of themselves and manage their diabetes effectively, and even completely disengaging from care, disengaging from actually checking blood sugars if they're supposed to or taking medication. These problems are not uncommon. International research shows that diabetes distress occurs in every 1 in every 4 or every 5 persons living with a diagnosis of diabetes. So remember, the best thing that you can do for yourself is to take care of yourself, be open and be honest about how you feel, and you are not alone.
As we go from Dr. Diane Bradford, who spoke about the importance of taking care of yourself, we go to our Saturday song of the day that's saying the same thing. So compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank. This is the 3 Degrees inviting you to take good care of yourself.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
The best thing that you can do for yourself is to take care of yourself.
We now go to a lady who has experienced the Barbados Eye Screening Program.
Well, I found the service is very good, and I would advise anyone who is a diabetic, give it a try, because it definitely do work. Once you follow the plan and you follow your what you're supposed to do, yes, it can improve your eyesight, and yes, it do work. But they didn't only just stop there. I had a nutritionist that taught me the right way to eat, and there was a chart that was given for me to follow so I wouldn't get off track or go astray and do my own thing.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do it.